Shkoch, good evening all. Just to finish up some of the laws as they pertain to fasting on Erev Shabbos. So, we mentioned that there are times when a person can fast and times when a person cannot fast. There are, in fact, additional fasts that are kavua, that are meant to be set on Fridays. And what are those fasts? Those are known as the fast of Shovavim. When people fast, Shovavim is an acronym for the different parshiot. People fast for that entire strip of time throughout the calendar year. And many people will specifically fast on Fridays of those weeks. So he says as follows, Shovavim, when it comes to the fast of Shovavim, minag harbe chasidim lehisanos daika be'erev Shabbos. There are those chasidim that have the custom to specifically fast on Erev Shabbos of those weeks, which presents an issue because we just said that Erev Shabbos is prohibited to be fasting. So what is a person to do in these situations? So he basically says that there's lots of different opinions under the sun. Yish misanim ad samach l'shas asira. Some people fast until the 10th hour. Yish misanim ad samach l'shabbos. Some people fast until Shabbos itself, basically. Some people fast until Mincha Gedola. Some people fast until Chatzos. So, if you don't do Shovavim at all, which I think many people in our community probably do not have the custom to do Shovavim, a conversation probably for another time if it's worthwhile to do, but if you do do the fast of Shovavim, then you are allowed to fast, but only, again, whatever custom you want to follow. It seems like you can really do whatever you want. 10th hour, Chatzos, up to Shabbos, whatever it is, whatever makes you happy, you can do. And then just a few final ideas he talks about is that im yodea lefi mazgo kishi yisana be'erev Shabbos yisbata me'onek Shabbos b'layla. He says basically at the end of the day, the most important rule when it comes to fasting on Erev Shabbos is that if you know by fasting on Erev Shabbos, your oneg Shabbos is going to be destroyed. You're going to get to Friday night and you need to pass out. You just can't sit up to even eat the meal because you're so sick from fasting. Then usher lo lehisanos shum tainus, and forget about anything that we've said up until now. It's absolutely prohibited to fast on Erev Shabbos if you're going to feel terrible when Friday night comes. And then a kishu chalush ein sarach lehisanos klal, when a person feels weak in general and they are meant to be fasting for a yurtzeit or something like that, then ein sarach hatara klal, one does not need to fast and one does not even need to annul such a vow, because the assumption is that you accept it upon yourself to fast on a certain time on a yurtzeit or something like that when you are healthy. But if you're sick, right, you're feeling under the weather, you are dehydrated, whatever it might be, and you feel like you just can't fast in a healthy way, then you do not have to fast in those circumstances. And finally, tainus chalom, a fast that a person accepts upon himself because they had a terrible dream, a scary dream, that they want to make sure that whatever they did to potentially merit the horrible things that took place in that dream, they're going to fast to sort of atone for whatever they've done. So tainus chalom tzarech lehisanos atzis hakuchavim. If a person is going to fast for a tainus chalom, for this fast that we have for dreams, then it actually is imperative for one to fast until seis hakuchavim. It's probably one of the more stringent fasts that a person can accept upon themselves. That a person could even fast on Shabbos for such a fast. But ultimately, so that's how you should even fast until seis. That would seemingly be that if you take early Shabbos in the summer, a person, God forbid, has a terrible dream on a Thursday night or whatever, they have to fast on Erev Shabbos. So you have to fast until seis hakuchavim, meaning even if you come for early Shabbos and you get home and it's 8:15 or whatever it is, and Seis HaKuchavim isn't until 9 o'clock, so you have to wait until 9 o'clock to break your fast. And Misha Chalam Lo Be'erev Shabbos B'Chetzi Hayom Yesaneh Chetzi Leil Shabbos V'Serech L'Misav Tainis L'Tainiso. And he basically explains the particulars. If a person finds themselves that they have a bad dream during the afternoon, how they should act accordingly in such a situation. And he does leave as a footnote over here, but he does not deal with it, and so therefore we're not going to deal with it right now. And that is this unknown entity thus far, and that is fasting on Erev Shabbos when it's Asara B'Tevis. Because as we mentioned, I think at the very beginning when we had the first year on this, we specifically noted that Asara B'Tevis is one of those odd fasts that can fall out on Erev Shabbos, and it's probably more stringent than any of the other fasts that we've spoken about till now. So that's not a conversation for now. He says that's in a sefer on Hilchos Chanukah, so maybe when we get to Chanukah we could deal with that. But that brings us to the conclusion of our discussion regarding fasting on Erev Shabbos. Next week we'll begin the conversation of doing malacha on Erev Shabbos. It sounds ridiculous that you shouldn't be able to do malacha on Erev Shabbos, but we'll see what exactly a person is and is not allowed to do. But for now,